The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. Now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Tonight I would like to share with you incidents which are related to non-Muslims. How they were guided to the path of Islam with the barakat of the head of Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. There is a narration that we have from Sulaiman bin Mihran al-A'amash. He says, one day I was around the Kaaba doing the tawaf when I saw a person praying and doing dua by the Kaaba. And his words were, Allahumma ighfirli wa ana a'lamu annaka la taf'al. Standing by the Kaaba, he's saying, oh Allah, forgive me. But then he says, and I know that you will never forgive me. So A'amash, when he heard these words, he basically went through a state of shivering. He says, what is the problem with you? You are in the most sacred part of the earth. This is the haram of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the haram of Rasulullah. And these are the days of Hajj. It is a holy month. فَلَمْ تَأْيَسْ مِنَ الْمَغْفِرِ. Therefore, do not lose hope in the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person now turns around to A'amash and says, يَا هَذَا ذَنْبِ عَظِيمٌ. You don't know, my sin is very great. And so A'amash, points to one of the hills around. And he says, is it greater than the hill of Tihama? And he says, yes, it's more than that. It's more than the tall and the big mountains that you can see. And if you want, فَإِنْ شِئْتَ أَخْبَرْتُكَ. If you want, I'll describe to you what I'm talking about. So A'amash says to him, yes, tell me, what is this sin you are referring to? He says, I cannot even talk about it in the Masjid al-Haram. Let us go out. And he follows him. Then he says, I was one of the soldiers in the army of Umar ibn Sa'd. When Imam Hussein alayhi salam was killed by them, and I was one of the 40 soldiers assigned with the duty of carrying the Imam head of Hussein from Kufa to Damascus. So there was 40 soldiers assigned with this duty. And then he talks about two incidents. He says they were on the way to Sham. We stopped in the desert area. It wasn't a village or a town. This was a monastery, a Christian monastery. Even now in Iraq, you will see, before Daesh came in the areas, there were many, many Christians in that area, even in Kufa, actually, even the days of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and even later on. And so in that area, especially when you talk about northern part of Iraq, there has been a presence of Christians from early days till now. So they stopped somewhere which was a monastery, where the Christian monks go for meditation, isolation. They spend, weeks and months and years there studying and praying. And he says, so we stopped there, and the head was with us, the caravan stopped. And it was actually on the spear at the time, spearhead, and there were soldiers, guarding it. He says, then one of the monks, the chief one among them from the monastery, came out. So they were in that area. And when he came out, he says, according to him, when he came to us close by, he said, I see a noor, a light emanating from the head going upwards. Not everybody could see that. This is where we realize, you know, that's why I'm using the example similarity between Yahya and Hussein, because some of our people have difficulty in realizing that, you know, we are talking about Hussein being the noor. أَشْحَدُ أَنَّكَ كُنْتَ نُورًا فِي الْأَسْلَابِ الشَّامِخَ وَالْأَرْحَامِ الْمُطَحَّرَةِ. And this is where this monk is able to see that noor. فَعَشْرَفَ فَرَأَ عَسْكَرًا. He came close by and he saw these soldiers around. So he asked them, مِنْ أَيْنَ جِئْتُمْ? From where have you all come? And they said, we have come from Iraq. So probably we are talking about this is somewhere closer to the Syrian border. حَارَبْنَا الْحُسَيْنِ. We fought against Hussein. As soon as he heard the name Hussein, so he asked him, are you referring to Hussein ibn Fatima وَابْنُ نَبِيِّكُمْ وَابْنُ عُمِّ نَبِيِّكُمْ? Are you referring to Hussein, who is the son of Fatima, the son of the daughter of your Nabi, the son of the cousin of your Nabi? And they said, yes. And this is where he says, تَبَّنْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهِ. You know, doom be upon you. لَوْ كَانَ لِعِيسَ بْنَ مَرْيَمْ إِبْنٌ لَحَمْلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ أَحْدَاقِنَا. If Isa had a son, we would have put him over our eyes. It's a symbolic way of saying we would respect him. وَلَكِنْ لِي إِلَيْكُمْ حَاجَةٌ. He says, what you have done, you've done. But I have a request. So the soldiers say, what is your request? And he says, go and tell your commander that I have 10,000 dinar, which I inherited from my family. And I would like to give that to you in exchange for you give me this head so I can keep it with me until you are about to depart. Then I'll give it back to you. And in return for that, I'll give you 10,000 dinar. So they went to Umar ibn Sa'd, talked to him, and these are people, you know, they are abna al-dunya. And they say, it's a good deal, why not? We're going to spend the whole night here. So they went to the monk and they said, bring the money. He came with two bags. He gave it to them. They took it to Umar ibn Sa'd. He called someone to count it, to see whether it is exactly 10,000 or less. Once he was satisfied, he gave it to somebody to take care of it. And he said, give him the head. And so now this monk gets the head of Abu Abdullah Hussein. فَغَسَلَهُ وَنَظَّفَهُ وَحَشَاهُ بِمِسْكٍ وَكَافُورٍ. Yeah, he saw the blood. So he cleaned it. And then he, used perfume on it. And then basically he put it in a silk cloth and sit and put it in front of himself on a stone. وَلَمْ يَزِلْ يَنُوحُ وَيَبْكَى حَتَّى نَادُوهُ. And he was constantly doing nawha, crying on that head, until the time came for them to say, okay, we are about to leave, give us the head. And this is where this narrator says, when we went to him, we saw him, he was talking to that head, and he was saying, Ya Ra's, Wallahi la amliku illa nafsi. Oh, the head, I don't have anything other than my life. فَإِذَا كَانَ غَدًا, tomorrow on the day of judgment, فَاشْحَدْ لِي عِنْدَ جَدِّكَ مُحَمَّدٍ. Tomorrow on the day of judgment, bear witness on my behalf in the presence of your grandfather Muhammad that anni ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. He says, Hussein, aslamtu ala yadayk wa ana mawlaak. I accept Islam on your hands. And I am your mawla, in a sense, your friend and somebody who loves you. And this is where then he gives the head back. And according to this soldier, he says, once we reached close to Damascus, and when we camped there outside, Umar ibn Sa'd told the person who was carrying those bags, bring the bag so that we can distribute here. When they opened it, they realized it's all becoming turning into dust. Some of them, which were still there, intact, when they looked at it, there were two ayats written on both sides. On one side it says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهُ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمِينَ. Those who are tyrants and zalimeen should know that Allah is not heedless of what they do. And on the other side it says, وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلِبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ. Those who are tyrants and oppressors, they will know when things change against them. This is where he is saying to Amish that, you know, I can do istighfar, but I know Allah will not accept my tawbah.
يا أبا عبد الله يا حسين يا مولاي يا ابن زهراء يا ابن طه 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 يا بن زهراء يا بن طه يا بن زهراء يا بن طه بي أبي أنت وأمي يا بن زهراء يا بن طه